Hello, how are you?
Really good. Tell us about the Nissan Altima that you had recently.
Yeah, this one is so new, it didn't even get to Canadian Car of the Year Test Fest. I think it'll probably be their next year. It'll be their last year, yeah. It'll be their next year, I think. And, it's brand new for 2015, like I said, just like the other car we're going to talk about, the Sonata.
Okay.
And, you know, I have never been a really huge fan of the Altima, but after driving this one from Niagara Falls to Ottawa and then back to Toronto to drop it off, I kind of liked it. The only thing that bugged me about it was what usually bugs me about Nissans, and that's the continuously variable transmission, right, which, of course, doesn't shift. But the what's worse than that is that it's loud and annoying. You step on the gas in this thing, and it's just, you know, it howls like the dead coming after you, which is probably appropriate close to Halloween. But.
Yeah. As far as the continuously variable transmission, was there paddle shifters or anything like that to make it more interesting?
This one did not have paddle shifters, which I found kind of disappointing. So you're just there. And it does seem to try to pretend to shift a couple times if you wind it up near the red line. But that may have been a defense mechanism because I was pushing it, trying to get back to Toronto.
Gotcha.
But, you know, one thing I really liked about this car is that Nissan is saying that in the desire to help reduce fatigue experienced during long commutes or extended road trips, which is exactly the circumstances under which I used it,
right,
they turned to some seating and posture research from NASA.
Wow.
And so I have to admit, I mean, I drove this thing from Niagara Falls to Ottawa virtually nonstop. I just stopped for gas once in Kingston, and I was just fresh as a daisy when I got there. I really enjoyed driving the car. You know, it's a nice car. It's nicer than I thought, and that was only the four banger.
So you arrived as refreshed as an astronaut.
That's right. And unfortunately, I had no splashdown phase.
All right, let's switch gears here. The and this is a newly redesigned one as well, the Hyundai Sonata,
which actually does have gears as opposed to the CVT and the Altima. It's a six-speed automatic transmission. Yeah, this is brand new for 2015. They've changed the body and they've changed the interior. Much improved as far as I'm concerned. I didn't really like that kind of swoopy, fluidic sculpture, whatever they called it, on the last Sonata.
Yeah.
But this one is a lot better. It's a lot more straightforward. The one I came with the base engine. It's a 2.4-liter four-cylinder putting out 185 horsepower. Now, you can up that by getting a turbo, which is 245 horsepower. You know, as much as I love horsepower, though, the 185 in the regular four-bang on this thing is just fine. It was like the Altima. I mean, I like having more power, but I didn't really need it.
Right.
But other than that, just a very nice car to drive. This one had the limited trim level. This is as opposed to the Sport Tech or the Ultimate Package. And it came in at just under $33,000, which I think is really quite competitive in that market. And again, it's a nice car to drive. It's a nice car to be in. And I just think they've really upped it nicely as far as the appearance and the functioning goes.
And for that price, you get all the little bells and whistles and nannies and all that stuff?
Well, you get surprisingly many of them. Yeah, you don't get, you know, the high-end audio system and things like that, but you can always order them. But, you know, it's fine the way it is. This is probably the one they're going to sell the most of.
Awesome. Jim Brazier, Live88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find written reviews at Live88.5.com and then click on Startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.